USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that people shouldn't expect the coronavirus pandemic to end this summer, saying that the virus is still spreading too quickly and widely to be contained. One of the big questions on everyone's mind is getting children back to school and if that can be done safely. Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, thinks we should be able to do that.
I feel very strongly we need to do whatever we can to get the children back to school. So I think we are in lock agreement with that.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump is not leading during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Month after month, as other leaders in other countries took the necessary steps to get the virus under control, Donald Trump failed us.
Biden taking questions from reporters in Delaware for the first time in 89 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Republican-led Senate is holding another hearing on the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Three of the nation's top officials on the coronavirus pandemic are on Capitol Hill discussing how and when to reopen schools safely. Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn testifying before a U.S. Senate committee. Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander calling on President Trump to wear a mask in public. He says it would help make the issue less political. He says wearing a mask is a simple life-saving practice.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday made it easier for religious schools to obtain public funds, upholding a Montana scholarship program that allows state tax credits be used for private schooling. The Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling comes as the Supreme Court has upheld some school voucher programs and state courts have ratified others. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gun violence is climbing in one of the cities with the strictest gun laws. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
The gun violence in the streets of Chicago claimed the lives of three minors, with two others wounded over the last week alone. A 10-year-old girl was killed when a stray bullet shattered the window and struck her head while she was inside her second-floor family apartment. The same day, a 20-month-old baby was shot dead in broad daylight while strapped in a car seat next to his mother. According to an analysis of crime statistics by the Chicago Tribune, the last week has marked the most violent in Chicago since at least 2009, with some 106 people shot, 14 of them fatally.
On Monday, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey renewed a shutdown order for Arizona's bars, gyms, and movie theaters. Mountainside Fitness CEO Tom Hatton says gyms are being unfairly targeted.
Today the governor chose to close movie theaters that are currently closed. He closed tubing that is open once a day, and he chose health clubs. This could be any business, anytime, anywhere. I challenge anybody at this point to walk over to Home Depot, to go to a casino, to go to a liquor store, or to a restaurant and have dinner. And let's all wait for that decision.
The order also says no more than 50 people can be in a public gathering. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.